Hey friend, welcome to the She Connects podcast. I'm your host, Susan Vandenhoevel. She Connects is part of my ministry, She Rises, and allows me to connect with women in the online space. If you didn't know, over at She Rises, we are impassioned to see women set aside whatever may be holding them back from rising to their fullest potential. Drop by, check us out. We have a lot of resources available to help you grow in your faith. But in the meantime, let's connect over whatever God has placed on my heart for us this week. Hey everyone, welcome back to the She Connects podcast. We're so excited that you're here, and I am very excited about this week's episode. I have a very special guest with us today. I love her so much. I really haven't known her all that long, but just the little bit of time, I would say like maybe a couple of years, maybe mm-hmm. year and a half to 2 years that I've known her. My life has been so blessed by her, and I'm old enough to be her mom, but I just have gleaned so much from her, and just how she leads herself in her own life, and just being a wife and a mom, and just a pursuer of Jesus. So you're really going to enjoy listening to her. We are really in for something special this week. So with that, allow me to introduce Essie Rouser.
Yeah, Rouser. Yeah,
I said it right. I was like, maybe I should. I actually had a little note to myself. I should just make sure that I'm pronouncing this right. And I turn, of course, I forgot. But anyway, if I said that wrong, you have the opportunity right now to clear that up with our listeners. So take it away, Essie.
Yes, my name is Essie Rouser. Good job. I just feel so honored and so thankful that you invited me to be a part of this podcast. You've just always been so encouraging to me and uplifting, and so I just want to thank you so much for that. But yes, like Susan said, my name is Essie. I'm married to my husband Micah. We have three boys. Judah is almost four, Cyrus is two, and we have our newest little guy, Justice. He is just over 2 months old. So as you can imagine, we are very busy at home, but we love our boys, and we feel so very blessed that God has gifted us with them. So
yeah, and they are just adorable little boys. At church, all of the little girls like Judah, the oldest one. For those of you that don't know, I have one of our grandchildren. Well, we have two granddaughters, but the oldest one is Erilyn, and she'll be three in June. But she has always just really, really liked Judah, and so since she was able to talk, it was just like Judah was always coming out of her mouth. Judah. So Judah has got quite a following at his young age. Well, we're going to be talking about living a life of surrender, and I know that there's kind of different ways that we could go in that topic, but I'm just really excited about this conversation, because I think that living from a place of surrender is just so important to people that are just wanting to, you know, follow God with all of their heart and live a life that just really has meaning and purpose, and just really making a difference in the world, and just kind of looking at, you know, what does a surrendered life look like? And so I'm just really excited about this conversation. So when you think, Essie, of living a life of surrender, what does that mean to you?
Living a life of surrender means to me that you are not just doing life and having God kind of follow you, but it's that you are inviting God, asking God to lead you in your life. So I think that's kind of basically what it is surrendering your life to God, saying, yeah, God, my life is yours. I want to honor you and live for you and do what you've created me to do.
Yeah, that is good. And so right away, I just have to ask, like, yeah, you know, I think that so often
those of us that are dreamers and doers. And I know, like for myself, sometimes it, like God can speak something to my heart or, you know, place something within me that maybe he wants to do. In my ministry or in my life or something. And I'm like, yes, you know, like it's all over, you know? So I tend to be kind of a trailblazer and just going out and doing it. But I've learned over the years that it's never a good thing to have a plan and hope that God follows it.
Right. Exactly.
And so I'm just curious, like with, you know, how you, shared what living a life surrender looks like to you, what it means to you. Like, how do you know that what you are doing is what God is leading you to do right now, this moment? Because sometimes, wouldn't you think that sometimes God speaks things to your heart, and it's like for a time that's coming, like not right now, you know, but it's like, there's that place of like preparation always precedes. And so I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, I agree 100% that yes, God can, you know, speak things to you. And I think he never asks you to do something that you're not ready for. I think he can like place like hopes in your heart or dreams in your heart. But I think like, for example, my husband and I, we are planning on going overseas. And when he first spoke to me, I was very, not upset, but like, I knew that that's what he wanted us to do, but I was like wrestling with it a lot. And it took about like a year and a half of really processing that with the Lord, where he spoke to my heart and, just kind of confirmed it in different ways. And so I guess I would say that you will know when it's the right time, and you'll know like when your heart is ready, like when your heart is in agreement with it. So I would just say, when God puts something in your heart, ask him, say, God, is this for now? And then if it's something that is like a hard decision, say, God, if like, I know this is you speaking to me, stop in my heart, help me to desire what you're putting in my heart.
So that is so good. So good right there. Just having that, that honest conversation with him that he's so, that God doesn't expect us to figure things out on our own, that we have this incredible access to him to ask those hard questions. And, and I just want to touch on really quick that sometimes what God is asking us to do, like initially, it doesn't make it warm and fuzzy. Kind of thinking about like, oh my goodness, like this is really going to have an impact in my life as I know it. And, you know, we're going to kind of get into like here in a little bit of how, you know, how it kind of like your life changes and you have to let go of some things and to lay down things to have what God wants you to have. And I love that in our relationship with him, that we can have those just kind of raw and honest conversations with him, and that he's not put off by that.
Because God loves us, you know. It's not like he's just saying, do this, you know. He's not just ordering us around. God, he loves us, and he desires for us to desire him, what he wants, because he loves us. That's the motivation behind it all.
Oh, that's so good. Just the heart of God for his people. Like understanding what he's asking us to do is really going to require a surrender. And that he's willing to walk us through that. I love that. And so it kind of is a great segue into my question. Why do you think God wants us to live a life of surrender?
Yeah, I think that God wants us to live a life of surrender because he knows the best way for us to live our lives because he created us. You know, we many times think that we know what is best, that the thing that we want is going to make us happy, or maybe things that we want to pursue. And it's not necessarily like bad things. It can be a very good thing, you know, that we desire to be around family, to be happy, to have like a comfortable life for our family. Those are not bad things, but God just knows what's going to make our lives so full and so rich. And I think that's really why God wants us to live a life of surrender, is because he wants to bless us and he wants to use us in ways that are going to make our lives more incredible than we could ever imagine.
That's so good. So would you say then it's like coming to this place of really understanding that God's heart is, well, obviously for us, but thoughts towards us, his heart towards us, is it's just so good. Like, he wants good for us, and and asking to for us to live a life of surrender isn't some form of punishment or
exactly.
So good. Would you agree that we often have difficulty laying down what we want or how we think our lives should look and surrendering to his plan?
Absolutely, yes. It's very hard.
Because
we can't see what God sees. You know, God sees the whole picture. He sees our whole life, and we can only see what's in front of us. And so oftentimes, you know, when God asks us to do something that's difficult or that doesn't make sense, it's very hard to say yes to that because we can't see the full picture. We just see maybe the hard things that are going to be coming out of that. But yeah, it's definitely hard, I would say.
And there's a factor of trust there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and it's, I would say it's hard, but when you trust that God has good plans for you, then you can like surrender, like we're talking about surrender. You can surrender to it that yes, it's hard, but you know that it's going to be worth it. If that makes sense.
So how does living a surrendered life, would you say like it not only serves us well, but we know that we're not self-made, or we're not like living our lives unto ourselves. Importantly, it serves God well, because I think that, you know, often when we aren't living that life of surrender, it just kind of produces some frustration on the inside of us, because we want something, whatever that is, something so bad. And outwardly, it looks like this would be so good for me, and this would I can just see like the stars are aligning, and like this is going to be awesome for my life. And you know, living a life of surrender actually removes frustration and gives us peace.
Yes, it so does. And one thing, like one verse that I often remember in moments where I feel like you know, God's asking me to do something and I don't want to, or, you know, I just think of the verse in Isaiah. It's Isaiah 55:8-9. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And I think that that just really puts everything into perspective, knowing God, you are so much greater, and your thoughts are so much higher, your ways are so much higher. I can't even fathom all that he knows and all that he's able to do. And so I think that that gives me strength and peace, really, to be able to say yes to him, because I know that he's so much greater than I am.
And so I love that verse, and I'm so glad that you shared that with our listeners, because it really kind of just follows that, you know, what we've been talking about, that outwardly it does look like whatever it is that, you know, this would be so awesome to have, and it would be like this perfect fit, and everything just seems right. Yet God sees, you know, like the end from the beginning, and his thoughts are so much bigger than, and his ways are so much better. So you say that it takes time to reach that place. I mean, we don't just like wake up one day and all of a sudden like,
right.
I'll live a surrendered life starting today.
Yeah. It's a daily thing. Absolutely. Because even like, you know, I feel like we've kind of been talking about like maybe one big thing that God's asking you to do. It's not even that. It's just every day surrendering your day to God, saying, okay, God, there's going to be a lot of things vying for my attention today. There's going to be a lot of things that I'm going to want to focus my mind on, but help me to surrender to you today and say, Lord, this day is yours. Help me to honor you with my day. So, you know, it's a daily thing, an hourly thing sometimes.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just consistently reminding yourself, you know, that to surrender to God every moment.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, that it's more than just like one time like thing, like or an opportunity, a really opportunity. It's like a daily thing. And it really reminds me, you know, where the Apostle Paul says, I die daily. You know, it's that laying down, you know, whatever it is during the day. And so what does that look like for you? Like, so let's just kind of go there for a few minutes.
Yeah.
About what does this look like, you know, day by day. And so, you know, we're recording here on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what does a Wednesday of surrender look like for you? And then, you know, like there's you know, like Thursday. And so what does it look like daily? Mm-hmm.
One thing that I've really been wanting to work on, because I use it is true, having lots of kids, it makes your life crazy. And so I often use the excuse, like, I want to spend time with God, like really just focus. And I get distracted so easily. So if I'm trying to, you know, read my Bible or something while the kids are around me, I'll read it, but then it doesn't like really register because there's just so much going on. And so, I've been asking God to help me to surrender that and say, Lord, I want to be able to spend time with you amidst the distractions. But I feel like one thing that I've been really trying to do is saying, okay, I think I really do need to wake up earlier, which is very hard when you have babies waking up in the middle of the night. And there's so many times I've just been like, no, that's just not me. I'm not someone who's going to wake up super early, you know? And so I've been trying to set my alarm in the morning, and today I actually woke up when it went off, and I was able to just, you know, my older kids were awake, but I told them to just stay in their room. And so I was really able to have like focused time where I was able to read my Bible and just like write in my journal. I like to write like my prayers, just talking to God, like in a journal. That really helps me to stay focused, to write it down. And so I was able to do that this morning. And so that's just an example of something I'm trying to surrender, is like, okay, God, I know that I really need to carve out moments in time during my day to really focus on you. So that, or even during nap time, often that's like another quiet time in my day. And so I'm like, I want to just like watch a show or do something where I don't have to think at all. And so that's another thing, just surrendering, saying, God, I know that I just want to tune out, do something mindless, but it's going to be so much more beneficial for me, to spend time in your word and to spend time maybe listening to a podcast or something that's going to be encouraging and lifting me up. So those are just some examples. There's a lot more examples, but
yeah. I love that for many reasons. But one of the things that I just really wanted to like draw attention to is it takes some intentionality.
Yes, it really does.
To live a life, like a daily life of surrender.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if we're going to be honest, I mean, I'm an empty nester. I don't have little kids, you know, climbing up and running around, you know, the clapping of little feet across the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
There's other things that could potentially be distracting to me.
Oh yeah.
And so I feel like no matter what season of life finds themselves in. Distraction is everywhere, and busyness is everywhere. And so I love that you shared a couple of things that you're trying to implement in your day-to-day that's going to help you to live a surrendered life daily. And how that's going to just feed your soul. And, and so would you say, like, to a busy mom that's maybe listening today that can really relate to that?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about, like, you know, you don't have to, like, sit down for an hour and so kind of, like, speak into that just real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that I've been wanting to get advice for too, and something that I feel like finally starting to really get is just, it is so hard when you are crazy and maybe you don't have a moment during the day, but even like maybe right before you go to bed, just even one verse. I was just listening to a podcast the other day about a mom sharing her story, and she said that she would choose a verse that she would just really meditate on and focus on for a whole month. And so that's something too, is just getting God's word into your heart, into your soul, is so important, because in the really hard moments, that is what's going to sustain you. So even though it is so hard when you're exhausted and you feel like you can't give anything else, just really spending time, even just saying, Jesus, I need you, you know, something as simple as that. It's so important because God will sustain you. And
that's so good. Yeah. So good. Great advice right there. I love that. Love that. Mm-hmm. Is there a specific time in your life that you've had to wrestle this out with God?
Yes.
Living a surrendered life.
Yes. Specifically in, like, you know, bigger moments, there are so many times where, you know, God has really challenged me to step out and do something that I'm uncomfortable with or I don't want to do. For example, my husband and I, we did live overseas for a little over a year in Asia. And I remember before we did that, my husband was all excited about it. And he said, I really feel like we're supposed to do this. And I knew that, you know, he was hearing from God. And I said, okay, I know this is what we're supposed to do, but I don't want to go kicking and screaming. That's what I always say. I don't want to go kicking and screaming. And so I said, okay, Lord, like, I really need you to just put this on my heart too. And so just spending time with God, it was like a few days that we had to make a decision if we were going to pursue this or not. And I felt like God just kept saying, now is the time, to me over and over again. And once I said, okay, now is the time, this is what you want us to do, it was really amazing. God just gave me this incredible peace. It's amazing when you surrender to what God wants you to do, he gives you this incredible peace. And, you know, that journey that we went on, it opened so many doors, and it helped me to grow in so many ways. You know, like, even just being on this podcast right now, like 5 years ago, I would be like, no way, I would not do that. I'd be so afraid to do it. And so just trusting and knowing that God is for you, and when you step out into the difficult things, he's gonna help you grow, and he's gonna help you to be strengthened in your faith and in so many other ways.
That's so good. So good. Wow. Yeah. I hope that our listeners are taking or I don't know, like, in your car, pull over and write it down on a napkin or something. This is so good. So good. Or I don't know, hit replay or something. But before we clicked record this morning, we were having a conversation about, you know, just living a surrendered life daily. And then also, you know, just this this piece of the hustle in our world, and, you know, making things happen in our lives. And so talk to us a little bit about that, and just kind of share your thoughts about, you know, that message about, you know, go, and hustle, and, you know, making it happen. And then, you know, is there like a place in the middle where where those two things can meet and can be married. You know, so talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, definitely there's a message now of like, you need to go, go, go. And even now, or even especially now, like when people are stuck at home, it's like, okay, I want to be productive. I want to get things done. And yes, of course, that's important. But I think it's easy to get lost in the hustle, lost in the to-do list, you know, and I think also a big thing of wanting to get things done, accomplish things, is to make ourselves feel better, or make us feel like we are, you know, worth something, you know. And I think that we need to be careful that our value does not come from what we do. Our value does not come from what we accomplished that day. Our value is in Christ, and Jesus created us, and he created us perfectly the way that we are. And we just need to trust that our security and our confidence needs to be in God. And yes, we make mistakes, and we we're not perfect, but I think we just need to say, okay, God, you are working in me. Even if I don't accomplish all of my things on my list today, I live my day for you. And I think that really is the key, is like in the beginning of the day to say, God, this day is yours and my value is in you. So.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. So good. You know, earlier in the recording, we talked about, you know, when we live a life of surrender, we feel at peace, more at peace.
Yes.
And so so we kind of know that that's an indicator that we're living a life of surrender, mm-hmm. and we feel that peace on the inside of us.
Yeah.
So when, you know, on the alternative, when we're living a life of hustle, what would you say that would feel like?
Yeah, I think a life of hustle can definitely feel chaotic. And I feel like there'd be a lot of unrest, a lack of peace. and so that's why it's so important to really think about the reason for why you're doing everything. Because ultimately you want to live your life to honor God and to have that peace.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. And I think like it's not a sign of weakness to kind of, you know, apply the brakes and step back and like, mm-hmm. you know, kind mm-hmm. of, invite God into, you know, if you're feeling a little like anxious and you're feeling like, like just overwhelmed.
Right.
Overwhelm state, you know, mm-hmm. invite him into that and just like, why do I feel this way? Am I doing something either with the wrong motive, or am I ahead of you, you know, like trying to make something happen? And he just always is so good to show mm-hmm. you there is something. And if there is, you know, to like, okay, well, I need to change this. Now show me what I need to do to change that, because God wants us to live not only a life of surrender, but he has given us this incredible power of peace.
Yes, that's so
very
good.
Powerful thing. And that is, even though, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces in our lives and the world mm-hmm. constantly changing, especially, you know, during this, we're all quarantined. recording over Zoom. So here's a shout out to technology. But even though all of that, there's like this inner peace on the inside. And so I think that, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I know that mm-hmm. like for myself, when I have somehow, not intentionally, but somehow gotten out of like kind of that rhythm, you know, a little bit, like you can tell, you can like
absolutely
tell. Would you say that, like, have you experienced
absolutely.
That?
Yes. For me, I tend to be more negative, and it's easy for me to dwell on, you know, negative thoughts in my mind and to keep thinking about it. And it just, you know, can be a downward spiral. And it's definitely in moments where I'm out of rhythm, where I'm not spending time with the Lord, where I'm not renewing my mind with his word and spending time with him. And oftentimes it makes me feel guilty, and I feel like I'm a horrible person. I should be doing this and not doing this. But, you know, God is not wanting us to feel guilty. He wants us to know that he loves us no matter what. And it's very unfathomable. Like, we are unfaithful to him, but his love for us does not change. It does not change. He never wants you to feel like you can't. He wants you to be with him. So it's not like maybe if you haven't talked to a friend in a long time and then you talk to them and they say, oh, well, you haven't talked to me in so long. You know, what's wrong with you? Like, God is not like that. He loves you. He wants you to just spend time with him. But yes, I would say when I'm not spending time in his word and consistently, you know, filling my mind with the truth, I definitely get very negative in my mind, and it just affects my whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when you're living a life of surrender daily, can you see the impact of that decision that you make in the lives of your family and your marriage?
Yes, absolutely. When I'm living a life of surrender daily, you know, if that day I'm saying, okay, God, and I actually spend time with him, and even like throughout my day, reminding myself, I am kinder to my husband. I don't speak rudely to him. And even for me, I spend a lot of time helping my baby go to sleep, and that can get stressful and frustrating. But I've decided a few days ago, I said, okay, every time that I'm rocking him to sleep, I'm just going to pray. And that's really helped me so much, both where I'm not like upset that I'm trying to get my baby to fall asleep. And also, that's a moment where it's quiet and I can really just focus my mind on Jesus and on like just praying. And honestly, that was something that I was struggling with was having time to specifically pray. And I just like, okay, God, I'm going to use this time that is carved out that I have to do in my day, that I'm going to make that for you, and spending time in prayer. So that's really just been a huge blessing to me. So,
yeah. I love that. And again, you know, just really going back to understanding where one is at right now, currently.
Yes. Yep.
You know, again, I mean, I don't have littles, and so how my prayer time looks different than yours.
Right. Yep. So,
but I love that you shared. It's like, okay, so I don't have what an empty nester has, you know, kind of life.
Yeah. Right
now. One day I will. Right now, I have a full life. I have a busy home, little ones.
Yeah.
And so how can I incorporate prayer time into my life? Well, I'm currently rocking my child. And so I love that. Mm-hmm. It's thinking outside the box and trying to, you know, find a way to make this a part of my daily life. Love that. What advice would you give to people who might be currently, you know, they're listening on the other end and feeling like, I so need to do this, and this has been on my heart thinking about it and listening, listening to this episode. I just really feel like I need to make some adjustments. I've been working this out with God. What would you say to the person?
I would say to just do one little step at a time. I think maybe it's easy to see like the big things and say, oh, I really just need to give that to God. But I think that as you give little steps to God, that's what he asks for, is to give small steps. So whatever that is for you, maybe just saying, okay, I really need to spend time just with the Lord, maybe just for 5 minutes, and say, God, I give this day to you. Something as simple as that. Then God will work on your heart to help you to surrender maybe those big things. You know, he doesn't ask you to just change everything all at once. Say, okay, you got to do this. He speaks gently to you in moments, little bits at a time. So I would say, you know, don't see the whole picture and feel overwhelmed, but just say, okay, God, I'm going to do this. Give him little parts of your day, or just find just one thing that you can change that can help you to be closer to God's heart. Cause that truly is what it's all about. It's you, the desire to surrender to God is going to come through you loving him. It's all about love. That's who Jesus is. He is love. And so all of this comes out of Jesus, I love you. And that is why I am surrendering my life to you, because I love you. And so even just asking, okay, God, help me to love you. That simple prayer, I think, can really change your mindset and your heart.
I love that. Are there any, are you a reader? Do you like to read? Are there any like blogs or books or anything? Mm-hmm. And I know that I just like came to me now, so I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but is there anything just like off the top of your head that you feel like this has been really encouraging to me as I've tried to walk this out in my own life?
Yeah, I would say a couple things. I'm really wanting to get better at reading, so I'm currently reading a book, and I'm going very slowly, but it's called Love Does, and it's by Bob Goff, and it's very encouraging and inspiring to me right now that it's all about, like, being a Christian, being a Christ follower is about loving people and actually doing that. And so, yes, right now we have to maybe be more creative with how can I love people more, even if you're not doing it physically, and you know, like that. Like in actions, but you can do it and maybe sending a card or sending a kind word to someone, something like that. But so that's really been challenging me. And then for me as a mom, I've been listening to a podcast called Risen Motherhood. And that is one that's been very encouraging to me. So any moms listening right now, that's a great one to encourage you.
Okay. So what was the name of that podcast again?
The podcast is called Risen Motherhood.
Risen Motherhood. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. And the thing that I've loved about podcasts, I've only just kind of recently begun, like really kind of making part of just things that are trying to like fill me and help me and, you know, spread on, is like the ability to push pause and come back to it if you have to.
Yes.
You know, if you feel like, wow, I really want to listen to this episode, but I see it's 30 minutes or I see it's 45 minutes and you feel like, that's not going to happen in one sitting.
Yeah.
You know, you can come back to it and, you know, listen 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, or, you know, shut yourself up in the bathroom somewhere for
minutes. Even listening while you're doing something, I do that a lot. Like if I'm doing the dishes, I'll listen to a podcast or something like that. Or I've been trying to go jogging because it's nice outside. So yesterday I listened to a podcast while I jogged. And so that's another time you can listen. So
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Essie. You're just always such a joy and just a ray of just sunshine, and you are just really exemplify the heart of God, and I just always love talking to you, just admire you so much, and I know that our listeners, maybe that you're new to them, your name is new to them, they have fallen in love with you just as much as I have over last few minutes that we've been talking, but thank you for joining us, and maybe sometime in the future I'll have the privilege of being able to have you back on, and I just feel like you have so much wisdom to share, and you're so encouraging to people, so thank you again. Thank you listeners for tuning in. We were again just so excited and felt so honored that you joined us. I just really believe that this episode it will be encouraging to you and added value to your life, and remember that God loves you and he's for you and he's not against you, and so stay well, and we'll catch you next time.
Well, I hope that blessed and inspired you in your faith. I so enjoyed connecting with you this week. Would you consider sharing with others and leaving a review? I know that it's not about numbers to me. It's really about helping as many people as I can with the message of She Rises. And by following, sharing, and leaving a review, it helps other people find this podcast and they too can be inspired in their faith. Thank you so much for following along. And again, remember that you matter and your life matters.